glad to be here today. Been fans of able to do what I love to do. Thank you.
Thank you.
As I said, I'm really happy to be here today, and glad it's such a beautiful day. I want to thank Bonnie for asking me to do this concert. We've been doing some concerts together. I asked her to do some down in Santa Barbara, too, where there's a very strong environmental candidate running. And, we did those last week. So, it's a pleasure to be up here where you live. And it's a pleasure to be here in support of Dan Hamburg. I hope he wins, and I hope you all help him. All right, here's a new song. You notice that everybody went immediately looked at their own instrument, assuming that it's my fault. It's something I'm doing. It reminds me of this sort of favorite insult that bands have for each other as they get off the stage. The band's about to go and says, "Oh, don't let the sound fool you, man. You guys are really playing great up there."
Yeah, that's a good eye. You got some Stevie walking like this.
What do you think? You think we got a... Thank you.
There's always a downside of the good weather, too. We seem to have fried the keyboards. Song. I want to sing you a song that I learned from Bonnie a few years ago. Actually, hang on a second. I think what's happened to the keyboard over here is that there's it had a bit of a sunstroke and it just sort of got its little circuitry scrambled, so we're giving it ice water and a space blanket and maybe a little bit, or maybe not, but my friend over here playing guitar and singing, this is Scott Thurston. And now he can play anything. Playing the bass, Jorge Calderon. Playing the drums, Wally Ingram. As I said, I learned this song from Bonnie. I wrote this song, and I recorded it, and then I heard her do it. So, and then I learned it. Yeah. Thank you. I know you're a keyboard player, but there's a keyboard right there. This always happens outdoors. That's the wonderful thing about nature. It's a little unruly. Sometimes very unruly. A little bit later, Bonnie and I and CSN are going to do some concert in Hawaii to try to do some relief for people there at Kauai. This is an old song, not a real old song, but a song about something that happened a long time ago. So how have you been? Just what I wanted to do, stand here before you and talk. Keep it moving here. I've noticed something about some of my songs, most of my songs, not too many of them in the present tense. And I don't know why that is, but I guess it's probably that writing songs is one of the ways I find out what happened. I had to try writing in the present tense. I might know what the fuck is going on. This is called In the Shape of a Heart. In time, at least, but
it's Wally's monitor. Why don't you turn it off?
Oh, this does not bode well because it's one thing if our shit, our equipment, dies. But I hope it's not the main stuff. I hope it's not the main PA because. I think what we might have to do is just stop and fix this, okay? Because it looks like it would also, impede Bonnie's show. And let's just take a few minutes out here and fix the PA so there's no problem, all right? We'll be back. Thank you. I feel very bad about turning Van Morrison down, but
was a ruby that she wore on the chain around her neck, in the shape of a heart, in the shape of a heart. Was a time I won't forget, for the sorrow and regret, and the shape of a heart, and the shape of a heart.
Yeah.
Thank you. I got a song here that I want to see that'll help on. This song is, this was recorded on my last record, and I it was kind of inspired by some gospel singers that I've listened to pretty much my whole life. And about a half a year ago or so, Bonnie had the idea of getting Pop Staples to record this song, and we produced a record of this with him, and we did kind of a acoustic version of it. I would like to do it for you now. And I'd like to invite Bonnie Raitt up here to join me on it. Thank you. Thanks, Bonnie. You are. You might not have ever heard this, but a long time ago, oh no, I think my second record, Bonnie sang with me on a song. And these two songs we're doing, you know, Bonnie sings on the harmonies, and it's not quite like a duet, and it's a little odd maybe just having her stand around up here, except that that's kind of like a guy thing anyway, you know, like you want the girl to, you know, you watch, you know, you stand there, you know, sorry to have to tune this thing, you know. It just sounds better if it's in tune. Very wise man said one time, I think it was David Lindley, said, the thing about music, he says, it's supposed to sound good. Thanks, Bunny. She'll be back when he's coming. The band and me want you to know that as far as Bonnie's concerned, we're not worthy.
All good things gotta come to an end. The thrills have to fade, or they'll come round again. The bills will be paid, and the pleasure will mend. All good things gotta come to an end. I wish I was home, laying around with my friend. Caught on the wire, caution thrown in the wind. Fall on the child, where the wrongs begin. All good things gotta come to an end. Gathers into the sky, and legions of mine go thunder and mine. Legions of light go dim and then die. We with our wings wait for morning to fly.
Thank you. I'm going to sing you a song that I wrote with my friend Jorge here. This is Jorge Calderon, I told you about earlier. He plays with David Lindley, Ry Cooter, and CSN. Anyway, Jorge and I spent a little time in the same neighborhood at different times, but same part of Los Angeles. And you know, of course, this is not at all like Los Angeles. But you know that, or you've heard that. And that's good. Anyway, this is a song about part of L.A. that I grew up in called Highland Park, and a particular gang there called Los Avenues. The name of the song is Lawless Avenues.
Papa hit him, and Mama kissed him, made him go to catechism with his sister in that black and white. Now the time goes. I'm
much. We're gonna go and Bonnie's gonna come out. Thank you, we've enjoyed it. Take care of this place, all right? Vote for Dan Hamburg, and let's take it back in November.
Others, but
Thank you very much, Scott, Jorge, and Wally. Some of them will be back out to play with Bonnie. Stay where you are. Have a wonderful time. Thank you. Trying to make me smile. That's really great of you. Thank you very much. Now, I think what I'll do is this is a song that I've been writing for a long time, and it's brand new. These guys don't know it. They kind of do. We've messed around with this song, and at the risk of ending my portion of the show with a sort of red bell, I don't think so. I really wanted anyway. I just thought of the song. This is a song about. Oh God. Well, it's about. I've been writing the song so long, you know. I started to, but I just finished it too, so it's weird. I was at a party with a friend. I saw a friend of mine that I used to hang around a lot with about 10 years ago, and somebody else with me was saying, "Oh, you got to hear this song of his." I had a girl, and my friend Danny said, "Oh yeah, I know that song." I said, "Yeah, that's really coming along." He went into hysterics because I mean he knows that, you know, he knew the song when I started it. It was 10 years ago. Anyway. We don't have an arrangement for it. They'll just, you like play along, right? Sorry. It's like, we can if you turn the piano down a little bit. The back up a little bit. Sorry. You can't hear me, and I'm ahead of you. That's, you know, in a way, all this, I know you won't believe me, but all this is going to make Bonnie's show even better, because we're working out the system here. This is sort of like what opening act does, you know, you're supposed to bite the bullet.
Yes, I'm
never be here and see love disappear when I never had no love at all. I know she's home. I call. She won't pick up the phone. I watch her door. I think she's not alone. I hear my heart say, just walk away.
Thank you.